be a good story.
He can throw the rock, that's for sure.
It all boils down, Bennett, you and I both know, to how much they suck this year. That's why he just, he puts it out on the frustration, vents it out on you and your Titans.
Mm-hmm.
If they were good, there'd be none of this.
Can we make a deal? If the Titans lose tonight, we don't talk about them anymore for the rest of the year.
Gosh.
Because then it will be pointless. I mean, right?
I've got a cheese.
Well, there's not that many more games left.
Well, I know there's enough, though. But can we agree on that?
John, people are asking me how long ago the Raiders were, at to ask you how long ago the Raiders were eliminated from the playoffs.
Like week two?
I mean, it doesn't matter. We're tanking. Okay?
That is...
2016 is when they were eliminated from the playoffs.
Matter.
To him squirm, y'all.
I'm not squirming. I'm not squirming at all. And my Raiders have nothing to do with the Titans.
Who is this guy? It's so crazy.
They exist.
You don't want to have to answer for that.
No, they exist.
For what's happening right now with your franchise.
Do the Titans and Raiders exist as separate entities? Yes or no?
Dude, you're going for the number one pick. They're shooting, yes, however small the chance is left now. They're shooting for the play. It's in two different situations.
Yeah,
but, way back.
But they're not going to make
the back
playoffs.
Of the pack.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
I realize that, but they can make it next year. They can be back.
So can we.
No.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, buddy.
Look how many picks we have.
No, buddy.
Look how many picks
you
we have.
You are a monster rebuild is what you are.
Look how many picks we have over the next 2 years. You know how many picks we got.
It's five first-rounders. I'm well aware of it.
And cap space. We're going to sign Le'Veon Bell.
Who the hell's going to want to go there?
Le'Veon Bell, because we're going to give him everything he wants.
I could actually see that, and I wouldn't be mad at it. That'd be a good pickup for y'all.
We get Le'Veon Bell.
You have him the rest of his career?
Dude, how old is Le'Veon Bell?
Dude, he's 20.
Dude, he got some tread on those tires.
Stop, man. Running backs are Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry. Like, enough.
Better than yours.
You go get Le'Veon Bell, I have a little more respect for your franchise.
Marshawn Lynch was playing better than both your running backs before he got hurt. Look at the numbers.
Y'all trying out the ghost of Doug Martin, dude.
It's because Marshawn Lynch is on the injured reserve.
Titans lose tonight. No more Titans talk and no more Raiders talk.
We won't even make these listeners' ears bleed. But now that you've put me on this path,
we have to, because it helps explain some of your toxicity when it comes to the Titans.
Dude, I already have a plan. I already have a plan for us to get back next year. It's very simple. All right, we're gonna sign Le'Veon Bell, give him every dollar he wants. We're gonna go out. I'm gonna drop a name on your ass, Chris Conley. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver.
Whoa.
He's a free agent. He's a part of that team. They're not going to pay
him. Better than Amari, huh?
We're going to bring Chris Conley in, and then we're going to because we're going to get the number one overall pick. And
that's
we're going to draft Nick Bosa. And then, so we've addressed the edge rush, we've addressed the running back situation, and we've added a guy in Chris Conley who I think has a lot of room for improvement. There you go.
Now,
we're going to be 9-7 next year.
Chris Conley?
Did you really pull Chris Conley?
This old man
been
to. He was
Conley.
Up last night devising a plan to bring the Raiders back. You hear y'all to send it to Gruden,
Conley?
John. It's a great plan.
Yeah,
look at his Georgia highlights.
Where did you come up with this trash Conley. Plan?
Yeah, he was humming
Chris
the
Conley's
autumn wind.
Chris Conley's going to save the Oakland Raiders. Oh
yeah,
my
he is.
God.
Chris Conley, John.
Yes.
That's the best you got?
Yes, I'm trying to be realistic.
You're going nowhere.
Yes, we are. We're going up.
That dude is like the fifth best receiver on his own team.
No, he's the third best receiver on his team, Bennett.
Well, he's going to be number one for you.
He's been, yes.
He's going from 3-1 with the Raiders?
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell, Chris Conley, Nick Bosa. 9-7. 9-7.
He can throw the rock
at y'all. Bennett, Raiders are back.
All the way back with Chris Conley.
Y'all need to look at his Georgia highlights. I'm sick of this. Okay? I mean, y'all giving my man Chris Conley no respect.
What are you talking about? I can't believe he's the forefront of your plan to bring the Raiders back.
He's got five touchdowns this year.
Bennett, what's happening right now?
He's got five touchdowns this year, dude. He's only 26.
Patrick Mahomes is throwing him the football.
Dude, I understand that.
And they've had injuries.
He has risen to the occasion.
In the sauce, Bennett.
No, look, against the Rams, in that shootout, he had 7 receptions for 74 yards, bro. Like, the guy can play. You can either play or you can't. And I think he can play. I just think he needs the opportunity. There with Tyreek Hill, probably not that much opportunity.
I'm going to let you take us into break.
Give me Tajay Sharp over Chris Conley.
Please.
Every day.
Chris Conley going to leave that man in the dust. Chris Conley for life. Look at his Georgia highlights. Just do it. We'll come back. Jeff Coggins is going to join us at 125. My plan is foolproof. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Well, hello there.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Men, are you looking for that perfect holiday gift for your special someone? Are you tired of looking around and not finding exactly what it is she wants? Look no further than Sneed Medi Spa and Wellness. We make it easy on you. Gift cards in any amount you choose, along with a blanket or a bathrobe or any other gift of choice. Couldn't be easier, and it's exactly what she wants. SneedMediSpa.com. That's SneedMediSpa.com.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Let's up your life with Let's. Let's up your life.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet, hooray for holiday games. Very small and bright, a scratchable delight, what fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games, oh what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not gonna like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. During the break, Jason was obviously doing some research on future Raiders wide receiver Chris Conley. And what he discovered is that the guy just has a nose for the end zone. And that's just, you can't coach that.
I'd like to read a tweet from David Crotty. It says the Raiders would be better off with Mary Beth Conley than they would with Chris Conley.
That's funny. Good one. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put some respect on Chris Conley's name.
I'm pretty sure I could catch a touchdown pass for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Can you catch five?
I think I could catch one.
Can you catch five?
I think anyone could.
He's got five. All right, respect.
Last rep is a Jags fan. He says we won't even mention the name of who the Titans are playing.
That's because we don't know who your quarterback is.
Because you guys are bad, coach. Yeah.
Who is your quarterback?
Appreciate you listening, Coach, but you know you're bad.
Okay. Earlier today, we were joined by AAC Commissioner Mike Oresco. Yes. And we talked about it a lot. And
a newsy interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, a couple of people tweeted that they had missed it. So we thought it was good enough to air again because he did touch on everything. He touched on the officiating. He touched on the television contract. He touched on the Power 5 disparity. So this was Mike Oresco.
Sankey's comments.
Absolutely. This was Mike Oresco, AAC commissioner. His name is Mike Oresco. He is the commissioner of the American Athletic Conference, and he joins us now. Mike, how are you? Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Is this John?
This is John.
Or Jason.
Yeah, this is John.
Thank you. Yeah, great to be with both of you. I'm in a hotel lobby. I guess they're cleaning my room right now. I just got back from the Sports Business Journal seminar the second day, so I hope there's no background noise. I think I got a private spot here, but great to be on with you, gentlemen. Thank you.
No, it sounds great. So Mike, we obviously have a lot that we want to touch on, but I wanted to first ask you, does your job as the AAC commissioner ever get exhausting? Because you obviously are there on the front lines. It feels like having to defend the merit of the conference. Mm-hmm. Every time you turn around, does that ever get exhausting?
Well, you get tired from time to time because there's a lot of travel, a lot of interviews, a lot of different things going on, and you feel the pressure sometimes. But I'm energized by it. I really am. I guess my competitive spirit by nature. You know, I'm very competitive, and I don't mind the fight at all because I think it's a great fight. It's a fight for student athletes who deserve to be to be in the forefront. This conference has done a great job. So no, it can it can get to you sometimes. But I tell you, I am energized by the fight. No question about it.
Is it almost like an attorney defending a client, and maybe in some cases?
Yeah, well, yeah, to some extent. I think it's more interesting, frankly, than some of those P5 jobs. This is a...
They're boring compared to yours.
You know, you're building something. You're fighting hard for a group that, and you're building, we were in almost bankruptcy reorganization, so to speak, 6 years ago, where the conference was just a complete mess. Nobody knew what was going to happen, and we built something. Now we're a thriving conference, almost like a company coming out and thriving after having a tough time. And I'm just proud of what these institutions have done, and Memphis among them. I mean, Memphis is, in fact, foremost among them. As I said before the football championship game, the focus is on UCF these days. Obviously, with the 25-game winning streak, it was 24 at the time. But Memphis helped build this league in a very fundamental way. Your win against Ole Miss a few years ago was probably the seminal win in our conference under Justin Fuente. When Ole Miss had just beaten Alabama, what you did that season, what you did in subsequent seasons, what you did in the championship games against UCF, which were, incredible games. I know you came up on the short end of them, but, what Memphis did and now what Memphis is going to do in basketball, with Penny there, and, what David Rudd has done in terms of, rejuvenating the institution, and Tom Bowen, the great job he's done as AD, and then having a seamless transition, which is hard to do, between Justin Fuente and Mike Norvell. Same thing at UCF. So I give Memphis a lot of credit. I give Houston credit. I give Temple credit. And that's the whole point. It's not just one school that's done this. It's not just UCF. It's a bunch of schools. And I'm just very proud of what they've accomplished. And we've done it with a good record of compliance and with great kids. I love the kids on these teams. I get to meet them. So, it's been more fun doing this. I programmed P5 football for 30-something years at ESPN and CBS. I know all about the P5, and we can play with them, and we're as good or better than them on many occasions.
Mike, we obviously have talked a lot on this show, as you can surmise, about UCF and their winning streak and just sort of the difficulty that they have had getting the respect across the country, both by the committee of the College Football Playoff rankings and just, media in general. And I'm sure you've probably caught wind today of the comments that SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey said earlier, which is that if UCF wants to be in the playoff, then the league needs to look inward. UCF needs to look inward. What would be your response to that?
Nonsense. Utter nonsense. We schedule P5 teams all the time. We have a tremendous – I don't know what he's talking about. By the way, I like Greg, good man, but I didn't hear his comments today. I came later to the seminar, and I saw a couple of the panels. I had some other things to do earlier. But the point is we have played tough schedules. We play some of the best teams in the country. UCF, when they scheduled North Carolina, thought, you know, they were the team that almost beat Clemson a few years ago. You know, obviously they beat a Pitt team soundly that almost beat Notre Dame. Looking inward, I don't know what he's talking about. This is a terrific conference. Every coach that comes in talks about how good we are. Pat Narduzzi said he'd rather play Notre Dame than us. He said nobody wants to play UCF. And Sonny Dykes talked about going up and playing Michigan and comparing them to UCF. I think UCF comes out better. I don't understand that comment. We deserve to be in the playoff. This is 25 straight wins. And I was talking to a really great player from one of the teams that's in the playoff. And he's a wonderful young man. And he, when he found out who I was, somebody pointed it out, I guess, to him. He said, wow, what UCF has done, that's hard to do. He said, we had some games where we didn't win and we should have won. I don't care who you play, and that's what I've said, 25 straight wins and many good teams beating Auburn, and they'll have a very, very stern test with LSU. But, again, there's the old, Gandhi statement. Gandhi said, well, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win. And maybe now we're in the fighting stage, but I don't want to fight the P5. I want to be part of that group. I think we've earned it.
Mike, I don't know how you look inward and fix it inward when the good P5s won't play you. I mean, that's just the real of it. You can't schedule these guys. They won't play you, will they?
Well, they won't play some of our better teams
right of course.
Now. Now, Grant Temple does have a home and home with Penn State. We have a home and home with Oklahoma, Temple, and so does Tulane. Stanford's coming to UCF next year. Houston's got some great series coming up, Washington State, Colorado, Utah. We have, actually, fellas, we have 158 games, and I counted them myself, and it may even be more now, against the so-called P5 over the next 10 years. And that's different levels of the P5, some of their top teams. But, right. It is, like you said, it's how do you get an Alabama or Michigan or those guys to do home and homes? And I'm not – we don't want our best teams to do bye games. That's not who we are, mm-hmm. period. So, if anything, I would look at the P5 and say, how about playing us?
That's what
I'm
saying.
How about treating us – now, the Big Ten treats us that way. They treat us – you get credit when you play the Big Ten for a top, intersectional opponent. And I admire Jim Delaney for doing that. And we have a lot of games against the Big Ten. We have Wisconsin coming down to USF next year. Again, I mentioned the Temple-Penn State series. Some of their best teams do play us, and I really admire them greatly. I also – the ACC, we have a ton of games against good ACC teams. We've got some against the SEC. More on the road than at home. Big 12 we play. We play TCU every other year at home, SMU. We'd like to schedule even more of their better teams, and we're not afraid of them, that's for sure. Look, we play Notre Dame. Temple almost beat Notre Dame. Navy did beat them a few years ago. We play the best teams. We're willing to go anywhere and play anyone as long as we can get some kind of reciprocity. The USF 2-for-1 with Florida is terrific. Florida's going to be in their building. They'll have to go there twice. That's fine. We're building this league. We understand you have to do some of that stuff. That's what Bobby Bowden had to do years ago. So, we'll just keep fighting. But this conference has nothing to apologize for in terms of what it's done.
No question. We are, of course, talking to Mike Oresco. He is the commissioner of the AAC. Mike, how optimistic are you about the upcoming new television deal? I know there's probably not a lot you can say, but just how optimistic are you about, your conference getting the respect it deserves on that front?
Well, you're right. I can't talk about it, but I can say that I have a level of optimism. I think we've reached a new high with just ahead of the negotiation, which is always good. I don't think the league's ever been more nationally relevant, and it's never been better. And it's not just football now, it's men's basketball. You can see what we're doing there. We're probably a year away from being one of the best conferences in the country in men's basketball. Women's basketball, you saw what UConn did the other day. We're not falling off there either. So I have reason, to be optimistic. But again, you never know in these negotiations. I can't give you any details. And we're getting ready. We've spent a lot of time on it. Fortunately, we have a terrific product now. And you saw our rating against the SEC championship game. It was quite healthy. Hard to do against one of the best ratings of the year. Well, the best rating in the last 10 years. And yet we held our own and did well. So I think people notice that. And, we've got a lot of great things going on in this conference. And that's what you need content is very important to, you know, to the networks. We have a great relationship with ESPN. That's the key. You know, ABC, ESPN has been very good to us. Championship game on ABC four straight years. Great Thursday, Friday exposure on ESPN, ESPN2, including a lot of games generally on those networks. So it's been a great relationship, and, you know, obviously we hope it continues, but there's a lot out there, and we'll see what happens.
I do want to go back to that championship game, Memphis-UCF, from last weekend. It was a terrific game. There were three flags picked up in the game, and each one went in favor of UCF, obviously. Here in Memphis, that did not go over well with Memphis fans. I'm just curious, did you hear from Memphis fans? And if so, what was your response?
No, I didn't, but I knew about it. And I didn't hear directly from fans, but I did hear about it, and we looked into it. I talked to our, you know, officiating people and our head of football operations. And, it you know, again, I don't want to get too into the weeds on this because, you know, I don't get involved in officiating decisions, but I, you know, every now and then you might want to know what happened, of course. And one of them, again, the officials just felt, I think it was a fellow being pushed out of bounds right at the line where, you know, you're going out of bounds. I guess the officials felt that wasn't a penalty. There was another block that I guess they felt ultimately was a legal block. And there may have been one call that,
the hold
could have, you know, they could have kept the flag on the field. You know, look, it is unusual, I guess, to have three picked up. Certainly, you know, you can go several games without that happening. Just it did happen, but again, our officials play it straight down the middle. If you know, they just use their best judgment. And in the end, you know, again, officiating is very important, and you never want to see officiating ultimately, you know, have an impact one way or another on a game. But again, it was just a terrific game, and give UCF credit. They scored five touchdowns in the second half and somehow held Memphis and Darrell Henderson. I don't know quite how they did it, because he just tore them apart in the first half. And it was a brilliant game plan, I thought, by Mike Norvell, you know, the Wildcat and the way they played. It's just one of those things. They played at the mirror image of the game out in Memphis, it seemed, except I guess UCF scored a little more in the second half in this particular one. And of course, they were at home as well. And obviously, home field advantage is valuable, but you can see why we do it, because you get great crowds. And you know, you've seen it in other conferences where they play at neutral fields and don't. But, again, all I would say is, again, you know, the officiating in our league has been very good. You know, you look around college, we all know some of the things that have happened in officiating in some of the P5 conferences. I don't need to get into them. And we've avoided that. And I know the Memphis fans, you know, were upset, you know, about some of the calls. And I understand if you're a fan, you're going to be. But, again, I think our officials overall have done a really fine job all year.
Mike, I think you could probably make it up to Memphis fans if you could pull some strings, make sure that Darrell Henderson wins the Doak Walker tonight. What do you think? You think you can do that?
Oh, I'd love to see him win it.
He needs to win it. Yeah.
I mean, what a player. I've said all year, I think he's the best back in the country. I don't think they'll face a back anywhere near as good in the LSU game, and I'm sure LSU's got some good running backs. But the point is, he reminds me so much of Emmitt Smith. He glides, you know. He glides, he's fast, he finds the hole. I hate to have to defend him. And, again, I don't know how UCF did it in that second half, because or the second half in the Memphis game, because he is just one great player. I hope he wins it. And it would be wonderful for him, for Memphis, and for the conference.
Still, I want to go back to something you said about basketball earlier. I've got the same question down. I sense a huge surge next season for basketball in this league, Mike. And I think you said it earlier that maybe, I think I heard you say, might be one of the best conferences in the country next year. It feels sort of like a rebuild. I hate to use that term, because you may have some teams have some special seasons this year. But next year, you look at it with Hurley expected to get it back to where it is at UConn, you know, Penny, everybody in the class they've got coming in, Mick doing his thing, Wichita State and Greg, and the quality of coaches, Mike, it looks like a 5-6, maybe even more bid league. And do you think that's sustainable? Do you agree with me next year is a big year for the conference in basketball, and is it sustainable?
Absolutely, and yes to the second question. It's absolutely sustainable.
Yep.
There's no question that we will be a really good basketball conference, and the reason is because we've now assembled an unbelievable group of head coaches.
It's true.
The resources are there. The conference has always had a pretty good basketball pedigree, and unlike football, and knock on wood, but we haven't lost any coaches this year in football. It's like we're going into all our bowl games with our coaches intact, which is nice. But in basketball, we haven't had any issue keeping coaches. It's a great league. The coaches love to coach in this league. Also, I don't think it'll be a rebuild. I think this year is actually the rebuild because if you look at our teams, the only one that seems to have, you know, seniors that are really going to have an impact would be UCF, which is one of our better teams. But if you look at UConn, you know, with his recruiting, they'll be all that much better next year. Mm-hmm. Penny might have the best team in the country next year. I don't want to jinx them. You know, the point is Wichita State has to rebuild this year with young players who are going to come along as the season goes on. The same thing, Houston had lost Rob Gray, but they're very strong this year, and they're a young team. Cincinnati lost a lot of players from last year, but they're doing very well. Temple's done extremely well. Look at the coaches. You know, again, you're not going to have a drop-off. SMU's finally got its scholarships back. The bottom of our league will be far better with Joe Dooley at ECU, with Brian Gregory, you know, at USF, Mike Dunleavy at Tulane, our RPI, I don't even call it that anymore, but it's going to be far better. I'm probably over to Tulsa, just beat Oklahoma State yesterday. This is going to be a dynamic basketball league. Absolutely. I think we have six or eight teams that will be in tournament contention. Okay. Hope we can, you know, and I'm hoping this year, which is a transitional year because we lost so much from last year, and there's rebuilds going on at UConn and Memphis. I hope we can get multiple teams this year. And then I got them. The future in men's basketball just is extremely bright. And women's basketball, UConn, and there's some other teams like USF and Tulane that are going to fight. And you know, we'd like to get Memphis in that mix. So, again, I think the overall prospects are very good.
No, Mike, I'm with you 100%. It's going to explode next year for AAC basketball. I got that final question. Just what have you thought about what Penny Hardaway sort of brought to the table in terms of brand for the AAC, in terms of you've seen the recruiting class. What have you thought about his first few months on the gig?
Well, you can't overstate it. I'm thrilled to have him. I love his manner, too. You know, he's just got a wonderful manner, and he's very modest and you know, just lets his actions and his coaching speak for itself. The fact that those kids are committing to Memphis shows that they really – you know, love and respect him. You know, when James Wiseman decides to come, that means that he had great experiences with Penny. I congratulate David Rudd and Tom Bowen. It was a tough thing. You know, Tubby's has a great pedigree and he's a wonderful coach. You know, had a great career. But this was just the move Memphis had to make. And the fact that he's there and the fact that the fans are behind him, it galvanized the whole program. They'll be, you know, again, they've already improved. You can see the hired great assistants. I can't overstate what it's done for the league. You know, it's put our basketball, you know, firmly on the map, just as Dan Hurley did at UConn. I mean, these are two, you know, blue blood programs. You know, Memphis goes back further than UConn, way further. And UConn, you know what they've done over the last 20 years. So they're two programs that you want to have in the forefront along, you know, with Cincinnati and others. Houston had a great history in the old days. And now we've got all our teams really poised, I think, to do well. Temple's another one with a great pedigree. So, again, what he's done has been just really terrific. And I wish him all the best.
Mike, this was a real pleasure. We appreciate
the
time.
Thank you for your time,
sir. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, have a great holiday season and New Year, and my best to the community in Memphis. You know, I know it was the tough one in the championship game, but give Memphis credit too. That was a fine football team. Had some ups and downs this year, but it's a relatively young team, and Mike Norvell has done an outstanding job. And you know, we wish him well in the Birmingham Bowl, and good luck. And again, everybody have a great holiday season. Thank you for having me,
Mike. Same to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He is Mike Oresko, AAC. Commissioner, I got to
say, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do t-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. You got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to give my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email or to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call, 901-674-5337, or check him out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
Hey, Jason Smith here from 929 FM ESPN. I'm with my man, Eric Winston, owner of Winston Insurance. He's an insurance broker, and he's a former Tiger. You'll remember, he played with D'Angelo Williams back in the day, 2002 to 05. And my man, Eric, has got all the answers, all of the answers you need for your insurance needs. Eric, tell the listeners, what makes you different from other insurance brokers?
Well, Winston Insurance is tailor-made insurance that fits your life. We're a one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. From home, auto, life, commercial, whatever it may be. I can even insure your pet if you have it.
What?
Yes, sir, your pet. We have life insurance options. We also do package bundles. If you have a home and auto that you want to save some money on, let me look at it and compare.
So, Eric, tell our listeners how they can contact you.
We can be reached at 901-275-8173 or visit WinstonInsures.com, WinstonInsures.com.
Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Go Tigers.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is the number one engagement ring store. Why is that?
We know what needs to happen. Two things. Number one, she wants to show off the ring after she gets it to her family and friends, and she wants them to ooh and ah over it, and they will. The second thing that needs to happen is he needs to be able to get down on one knee confidently, pop open the box, and know she's going to say yes, and that she's going to be in love with the ring, and that happens also, so we've got you covered.
Makes sense, Howie.
Huge bridal sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 4 locations. See us online at rijewelers.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every single Thursday at this time, we talk to Jeff Calkins. Monday through Fridays at 9 to 11, he is exactly who they want. Covers everything for the Daily Memphian. And he joins us now. Jeff Calkins, welcome to the show.
You know, I saw the the brilliant musician who created Who They Want, Snap the Truth, the other day at the I think it was at the Wiseman game at the Lander Center.
Yeah.
I saw Snap. Yeah, did you see him there?
I saw him at a Grizzlies game 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's still. I don't mean. Maybe he's a one-hit wonder. Like, it's hard to top Who They Want, Jeff Calkins. But.
Well, you have to try though. You can't just let that be your life's work.
No, I guess that's true. He said he was still making music. So anyway, how are y'all?
Everything is good. Well, so we have a lot to get to with you today, but obviously you have been harassing me about the Wing Guru Burger. So clearly you have, some things you want to get off your chest about it. So I wanted to give you that opportunity to just go ahead and start this off.
Well, yeah. So I, as you recall, when you helped open the grand opening of the Wing Guru location out in, where was it? In Bartlett?
Yep.
In Bartlett? It's in Bartlett. You asked if I would come out there, and because I believe in both of you, I love the show, It was very little inconvenience. Well, it was incredibly inconvenient, but I decided to come anyway, and I reveled in it. It was an incredible crowd. It was unbelievably great scene, and I was moved when Jason said, in response to me admiring the burgers, that he would get me, fix me up with some gift certificates.
Holy
and
cow.
Then he renewed it at some point, renewed the promise at some point. And I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
Exactly.
And then I
right.
just said, you know what? The heck with it. Yesterday, I was hungry, and I had been admiring the burgers since, and I know you love the way I say burgers, John.
Burger.
I've been admiring that burger since I saw it at the Wing Guru. And so I was driving down 240 yesterday. I said, I could just get right off here at Mount Moriah, which is my exit anyway, and go right instead of left, and I'm going to get a burger. Now, I will tell you this. They actually said it's going to be 20 minutes. And I'm going to say, how is it going to be 20 minutes to cook a burger like this? It was probably at 2 in the afternoon, whatever. And so I sat there and I waited and whatever. And it's 20 minutes because you can't create perfection in 30 seconds, clearly.
Well,
it is a giant burger. Like it's like 3 inches. The burger part itself is like 3 inches thick.
Some brown egg in
cheese.
There.
Cheese.
Yep.
Is there an egg in there?
There's some brown egg. I know that. It's in Billy's, famous formula here. I'm not sure what all else is in there.
I got to tell you, let's be honest. I don't even get a gift certificate from Wingaro. Like, I get nothing from Wingaro. It was one of the best burgers I've ever had. It was fantastic. I had it with, I think I did have ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise on it, and maybe tomato or something or whatever. Oh, I got the grilled onions.
Mm.
And it was tremendous, tremendous. I really do mean that. Unbelievably good burger. So, I recommend it to anybody. I've not had their wings yet, but I'll get those with the gift certificate whenever it arrives.
That was well done.
And a
fantastic reminder that I have not yet fulfilled my duties to you. I do owe you that. And here you go. I'm going to return the favor in a way because we do great, we do advertise the Wing Guru. And I appreciate that testimony. I want to tell you something. I have listened to those O'Call ads, Jeff, and they are little pieces of art. The employees
the taped ones?
Yes.
Fantastic.
The ones where you, you highlight who I'm assuming otherwise employees who would not otherwise be highlighted. They're like little novels, Jeff. They're fantastic.
I love those ads.
Is everyone at O'Call that special? Because
she
they are. You make them
never
all special.
Retire.
It's amazing. Jeff, they're fantastic ads. I'm being real with you.
Well,
probably the best
in
station seen.
It was the O'Call. It was O'Call that came up with that idea. Paul at O'Call came up with that idea because they really are proud of their. And but they're proud of their employees there because they've been there for a lot of them have been there for 40 years or whatever, and they all have great stories. And so,
tell me more about the one that was at Martin Luther King's speech.
I think it's Gwen.
Gwen.
And Gwen
is amazing.
She graduated from Orange Mound and high school.
I love this
and
woman.
I think she got. I think she's the one. They got a gig as a Christmas rapper one year, and honestly, she said by the end she was done with it. She was never going to work there again. Like, she rapped so many things, but they said no, they loved Gwen, and so they said, why don't you and now she works in like the men's. She picks out ties.
Yeah,
she like that. Right.
I want to meet her because of your ad.
And no, she was in the audience when he did the mountaintop speech. And she's fantastic. And basically, so people will call in and they'll say, I want a tie and a suit and whatever. And she will, a lot of people, they'll give you a suit and a shirt and they'll like give you three ties to choose from. Gwen takes pride in the fact that her tie is perfect. And she said, 99% of the time, people say, yep, I'm just taking this tie. It's exactly right. But I appreciate that. I love those ads.
They're great.
They're
I'm
people.
Serious. Yeah, they're really good.
Okay, now enough of this. Let's talk sports. Now it feels like we're really, we are George Lapidus come to reincarnated here.
Well, I mean, one of y'all worked with George Lapidus and the other wants to be the black one, so it just is a perfect. I mean,
we've got the vying though the next generation George Lapidus and the black George Lapidus in on one radio on one conversation here. That's fantastic.
Exactly. You know, but anyway.
I miss George Lapidus.
I do too.
So there.
I didn't really know him, but I love everybody.
He was a character, man.
I love everybody. No, go ahead. I mean, I know you probably have something else you need to hop.
Really
so go ahead. Bounty on broad or the fried oysters or
the
poutine
or
whatever it is. I mean, I'm not jealous or anything like that. I mean.
I want to be the white Tyler Harris, what I want to be.
Well, that's taken by me.
Well, now you're on to something.
That's what I want to be. I want to be the white Tyler Harris.
That title is taken by me. All right, on to more serious matters, Jeff.
Yes.
There was a tweet last night from Rob Perez, who covers NBA, for Twitter, basically. I don't know who he covers. But this is what he wrote. I'm in love with the Grizzlies. They are a giant pothole in the middle of the highway as these Lamborghini NBA offenses drive around with the tops down. Is there a better, tweet to describe the Grizzlies right now?
I guess. I mean, is there a better? I don't know. That was a good tweet. I don't think they're just a pothole. I think they have more charm than a pothole. I actually think that this team came in with... Let's be honest. It came in with, we're promising competence, right? With very little in terms of charisma. We're going to be competent. That was it's hard to rally around that.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yes, it is.
And I think, in fact, and I do think it's sort of still catching on, but I think it's becoming a very appealing team because. First of all, Jaren Jackson is going to be a star. I think he's going to be a star, and he's hilarious. He was asked how big Boban is last night, and he said 7'8". He's just funny. He's just instinctively funny, and he's a star, right? And so then you add to it Noah, who is a total character. As Chris Harrington said on my show today, he is already the most Tony Allen-like player on the Grizzlies. Right, he's and who knows how it'll go. It was an impressive first start, and he came in and he had energy, and he was clapping his hands and chest bumping and everything else. But he's a character. I think the more you look at this team, the more appealing they become. And so, whereas they are a giant pothole because they hold a team that's averaging 113 points under 90, so I guess functionally they are a giant pothole. But I think they're more attractive than a pothole.
Okay. I mean, they're a giant pothole.
I think they have more charisma than a pothole. No one likes potholes. Who likes potholes?
Well, nobody likes playing the Grizzlies. That's the analogy.
Well, that's true. Nobody likes playing the Grizzlies, and nobody likes a pothole.
And also, we have a lot of potholes in Memphis.
I don't really think you know anything about potholes, because if you lived in a northern city ever, you would realize that we do not have a lot of potholes in Memphis.
Relative to 10 years ago, we have a greater number of potholes.
Relative to Buffalo, we don't have a lot of potholes. Because
everything's not about Buffalo.
Winter creates potholes in a way that yes. Do we have a lot of potholes?
I don't need you to educate me on how potholes are formed.
Okay, fine. Fine. I won't educate you then. Have you ever blown a tire going through a pothole? Has a pothole ever personally done damage to you?
I think I probably have, actually. I think I have gotten I actually pick up nails more than anybody, I think, in recorded history. But I have taken hits in potholes before,
think I've ever... Mm-mm. You hear about people who hit potholes and blow a tire. That's never happened to me. But then again, I'm a cautious driver, I guess. Yeah. So anyway, are they a giant pothole? I guess they're a giant pothole. But I actually think they're becoming more and more appealing. I think they have one fundamental problem. They have several, whatever. But in the third quarter, it just drives home. They just don't have wing scoring, And so in the third quarter, as that lead disappears, they just can't score. And so, you want Dylan Brooks to come back, and he was at least on the bench last night, so that was good. I mean, he was there in the he was watching the proceedings, which is the first time in a long time. And they're rolling out Marshawn Brooks and giving him another chance because they just need more firepower. I mean, I do think Noah solves one problem, which is giving Mark rest. Even though he played 33 minutes last night, it was still under what he has been doing. So he does solve that. But you do think at some point they're going to have to address the firepower issue. Shelvin Mack was terrible last night and has been until the end. Until the end, the last 5 minutes, he was good. He hit a couple big shots, and he was very good. But that's the part of it I don't trust with this team. But fundamentally, I think that's a big win.
No, I thought Bennett made a great point this morning that, you know, I don't think anywhere in the NBA, 4-3, 4 points, 3 rebounds, you know, in changing the energy, we all recognize that would be more appreciated than right here because of what you've been through with Tony, right? Because of this fan base's, you know, the ability to recognize that a guy can affect a game, right, and appreciate it in other ways than score. And this is the perfect place for him, no? It's perfect.
He is, in that sense, he is a absolutely yes. perfect fit. And then the fact that you got Jaren Jackson Jr. having two former Defensive Player of the Year as among his, you know, the people who are teaching him in his first year, I yep. think it's fantastic. In many ways, you would never have expected Noah to be here because he and Mark, you know, they play the same position, and as long as they're both stars, they wouldn't be on the same team. But obviously Noah's no longer a star, and so now you can have him on the same team. And absolutely, in terms of his personality, he fits completely. I did love the poll that Chris Arrington had up about the which of the ugliest shots. I don't know. The question is your favorite or is the ugliest? Let's look at it from both perspectives. So the four candidates were Omri Caspi's lollipop jumper, which basically starts at his ankle. So you sort of really get at what, right, that one. Kyle Anderson's jumper. Noah's Sidewinder jumper. And who am I missing? And Jaren Jackson's kind of push. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So which is the most entertaining, and then which is the ugliest?
Well, you got some mess in there, just in terms of ugly.
I think the ugliest.
Ugly can be entertaining, though.
Yeah, but I think Caspi's is my favorite. Like yep. it's hilarious. And then I think the ugliest is Noah's.
Caspi's shot looks like a turnover, and then it's in the air. It looks like it's slipping out of his hands.
It's crazy. It's as Chris said, it's like planetary. It's spinning. Who the hell is spinning sideways as he released it? He hit a 12-foot jumper last night and then goes running down the court like he was, you know, like he'd hit the deepest three to win a game, holstering his whatever.
The guns.
A sideways 10-foot jumper. So I think it's the ugliest.
It's pretty darn ugly.
Jeff, it's always good to talk to you, man. We got to take.
Hey, I'm gonna save up and get you that gift certificate.
Hey, thanks for having me on so long. Who's better? What do you got coming up that you're trying to get rid of me for?
We go off the air at 2:00.
Oh, okay. That's always the worst part of my day when you guys go off the air.
You can tell when John Martin's grown tired of this, can't you?
No, it's the worst part of my day when you go off the air. When you guys, as I said, except the only good things I got Eric now. So I got Eric to look forward to. That's the only thing that picks me up. I got Eric to look forward to.
Yeah, so you'll have
Jeff,
to be miserable for
you.
3 minutes. Thank you, man, for your work, your poetry, and your dedication. Yep, he is Jeff Calkins. We'll come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games, very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight. Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays.
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
How your teeth look can affect how you feel about yourself, and with today's advancements in dentistry, it's easy to change that appearance in just a few simple visits. Yes, you really can get a wider smile in less than 2 hours, and you won't ever dread going to the dentist anymore. Not after you check out the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby in the Forum Building. The Smile Center, it is central to everything, and it's also comfortable and convenient. And this is Gary Parrish telling you, I'm speaking from experience. This is where my family goes. It's where your family should go. So if you're looking for a dentist, or if your dentist doesn't even know your name, call Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He and his staff, they make it really easy to take care of your smile, whether you're in need of a routine cleaning or something more cosmetic. That's the Smile Center at the corner of Poplar and Kirby. You can get more information at SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com, or call today to make an appointment. 309-1333, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center, taking comfort to a whole new level.
All right, guys, the holiday season is here. They're coming up, and that means lots of family time. So this year, why not get an amazing deal on entertainment that the whole family can enjoy together? I'm talking about a special offer on Xfinity TV and internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed with only $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement. And you'll also get HBO included for an entire year. Xfinity is America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net, and it delivers the most reliable internet. Plus, you'll get ultimate in-home Wi-Fi experience with Xfinity XFi. And on top of that, you'll be able to find all your favorites, including on Netflix and, coming soon, Amazon Prime Video, just by speaking into your X1 voice remote. To get this special offer, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18, requires EcoBill, paperless billing, and autopay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After premium promo and agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
It's an old fortune teller machine.
Yeah, I think I've got a quarter.
Soon, prescription drugs will put you in the poorhouse, not a beach house.
There goes our nest egg.
How did he know about our plans for a beach house?
I see everything.
Whoa. Oh, my. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Have questions about affordable Part D prescription drug plans? Give us a call or visit FBHealthPlans.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. We've got you covered.
Landers Auto Sales get a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Dodge Challenger. That's what I'm in, and it is amazing. So whether you're looking for something like that or a small SUV, a large SUV, a compact car, luxury car, truck, or van, it's all out there waiting on you. Price starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle they don't have in stock, just let them know. They're going to go find it for you. Most importantly, they have a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals out there, but their number one goal is simple. That's to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Ho, ho, hold up! You're about to give a terrible gift. It's time to get them something they are really going to love. With Buff City Soap, our handmade and plant-based soaps and bath products are the perfect complement to your holiday season. Buff City Soap has the perfect plan for you. Bundle together 6 or more of any combination of items inside of any Buff City Soap location and get 20% off your whole order. With 3 gift boxes and wrapping, take care of everyone you love. Remember, what you put on your body is just as important as what you put into it.
Get your jump on with today's perks deal. Half off 2 hours of jumping fun at Get Air Trampoline Park in Collierville. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Set my soul on fire. My heart beats still while the flames grow higher.
Always better over at about indoor speedway and events, because Mondays through Thursday they are offering one free race for every two that you buy. The tracks at Audubon are inspired by real road race courses, but they're better because the Audubon tracks are indoors, which means when it's cold outside, it's not in there. They're climate controlled.
Yep, those tracks are classic, they're warm, but Audubon's fully electric Italian made cars. They're ultra modern, they're fun to drive. I've been in them, John's been in them. You can go up to 50 miles per hour. If you like, I like it. John doesn't. He likes to go slow. If that's your thing, it doesn't matter. They've got it always out at Audubon. Listen, if you're going to Birmingham for the Birmingham Bowl, they got an Audubon Indoor Speedway in Birmingham. And listen, you mentioned you heard this on Jason John. When you go over there, they'll give you 10% off when you say you heard it on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get over there to Audubon Indoor Speedway and Events, where it's always fast. It is always fun. It's always a cool thing to do.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Thanks to Jeff Calkins for joining us on the show today. Big night for Daryl Henderson, who obviously is up there.
He's eligible for the Doak Walker Award.
He's a finalist. We went through it, and we basically determined that it would be a real crime, if he does not win the award tonight. And we're not just saying that because we're here in Memphis. It's just statistically.
We're not saying that because we're fan men of Memphis.
Statistically,
he should win the award. He deserves it.
He had the better year.
Agreed, 100%.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wayne Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us today. They include Mike Oresco, Joe Theismann, and Jeff Calkins. Eric Hastine's up next. Don't miss it. For Jason and John, we're gone.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Bring it up. Put 3 on the board.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Here it is, winter, and nobody is looking to buy a house. Wrong. This is Sheldon Rosengarten, also known as Shell Dunn, with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. You cannot believe the level of activity that goes on at this time of year. Well, a lot of it is due to low inventory and low rates. It's also due to people thinking that they ought to wait until spring to put their homes on the market. Wrong again. In the spring, March and April, when the azaleas bloom, so do the real estate signs. I had 2 offers working on Thanksgiving Day. And in the past, I've sold homes on New Year's Day and Christmas Eve. And while local buyers may be sitting and waiting, our out-of-town relocation buyers are hot to trot. So if you're even remotely thinking of selling in the future or the present, call or email me to find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Remember, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn, 682-1868, or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now. Call Shell Dunn at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com.
Hey, Mid-South, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. Another year's passed, and we'd like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for making Inman Murphy one of the fastest-growing pest control companies in the Mid-South. If we can help keep the pests out of your holiday parties, give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com. And if you're a facilities manager, don't forget, we can help keep the pest out of there, too. Give us a call today at 388-0852.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing 3-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with 2 salads, 2 side items, and 2 desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Men, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you.
Come try a Searly Better Burger at the Sear Shack. The evidence is Sear. The Sear Shack is locally owned and uses 100% fresh, never frozen Angus beef, then seared to perfection and served on the Sear Shack's homemade and freshly baked artisanal buns. Baked fresh in-house every single day. It's a Searly Better Burger. And don't miss the Sear sauce. House-made, sweet and tangy. It's perfect for the burger and fries, too. Visit in Bartlett at 7424 Stage Road. Complete menu and locations at theSearShack.com. Robert